Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Olive Tree, well, the Olive Tree, Present Truth Program. I have my mind set on volume levels. With the war in Israel, Russia's being forced, not only pressed in Ukraine, Russia's being pressed in the Middle East. Last week, early in this conflict between Iran and Israel, it began as a calm conflict. It wasn't like it is today. It was calm. It was kind of a gentle conflict, if I could put it to you that way. Israel sent in initially into Iranian territory, took out some of the forces, air bases, with a swarm of drones. And it was interesting how immediately the Jewish people responded. They weren't happy with just a drone strike. They wanted Netanyahu to be more aggressive. They wanted him to hit and hit hard. Well, they didn't know what the Israeli IDF had planned. But initially, what this did is, at that point, when the conflict initially began, the nations, America, Joe Biden, was not asking, but pretty much demanding that Netanyahu wait, don't respond. Arab nations, the United Nations, other nations in the area were just asking Israel to exercise restraint. They were okay with a drone strike. But this just set up what was to happen over the weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This Netanyahu did respond, but it was acceptable to the United States. It was acceptable to these nations that were demanding Israel use restraint. And then Israel hit. The Jewish people are funny people. They're love-hate. They hate, they elect their prime ministers, and then they hate them. And this is the problem with Israel, the Jewish people, I think, personal opinion. They never let the men who are in battles with surrounding nations or battles within, they never let these prime ministers finish the job. If the prime ministers begin to win these battles and world opinion is unfavorable, well, then the Jewish people begin to complain and the prime ministers back off. Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, is not going to listen to the advice of the Jewish people. They don't know and understand what he is aware of. They can't come right out, the IDF, the government, with all the intel they get. They can't tell the Jewish people what they're going to do, what they're thinking. They have to respond. And this is what Benjamin Netanyahu is going to do until this present war in the surrounding area, within Israel and the surrounding area, is complete. He's not going to listen to the objections of the Israeli people. They're going to have to accept that. Down the road a ways, after Benjamin Netanyahu is no longer, when he is victorious in his objectives with the terrorists in the area, within Israel, in Gaza, the West Bank, to some degree, East Jerusalem, and the surrounding nations, Benjamin Netanyahu, his days will be finished. And then Israel, they're going to get, they're not going to ever have another prime minister like Benjamin Netanyahu. They won't ever have an individual of this caliber as a man who is going to do whatever is necessary to protect the Jewish people and the nation of Israel from enemies within, enemies without. They're never going to have a caliber, an individual that is dedicated to his nation like this man. What is coming after, they may not even have a prime minister, they may have a group, a council. And whatever is coming after Benjamin Netanyahu is finished, his political obligations, Israel is going to be in trouble. They've never seen the trouble that is coming to that nation. They can't grasp, they can't understand, they don't see what is going to happen after Benjamin Netanyahu is no longer prime minister. He played this card perfectly, I say. He didn't attack aggressively. He just, might say, made a move with the pawn and came back with the queen. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Benjamin Netanyahu is in a very interesting position. You see, most likely he's aware of the fact that he will not have another term as prime minister. And so because of that, he's not going to be forced to yield, bow, succumb to the pressure of the citizens of Israel, to the voters. He's in a unique position. What is the saying? A man who wants nothing is invincible. I don't believe he wants another term as prime minister. So he's going to be invincible in the decisions that he makes with the IDF. You know, King David, in the King James, he was the king of Israel. And he was trained by God to fight the battles for the nation of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, in the King James terminology, is the king of Israel. We call him a prime minister. But he is the man that God has chosen to fight these wars that Israel is involved in and will be involved in. And he's going to be successful. And the United States, the United Nations, the UN Security Council, European powers, China, world opinion from without, and the terrorist armies in the proximity of Israel and within the nation of Israel, no matter what they desire, the United States is, they're not going to stop Benjamin Netanyahu. I'll finish with that. He's going to do what he's going to do, what he is supposed to do. There's a prophecy about this war. I repeat it continually. Psalm 83. In this country, the American evangelical Christians, the main denominations, they think very poorly. They think end time prophecy is not on their diet. It's a mistake. That is the diet that Jesus Christ said would be what he would give his children to give them direction, direction and vision in the years before he returns. It wouldn't be just doctrine and theology. It would be end time prophecy. And in this country, the Christian people who should know prophecy don't. They've been deceived. Psalm 83 is this present war with Israel in Gaza and in Lebanon, in Syria. The nation of Jordan is doing everything. King Abdullah is doing everything to keep the nation of Jordan out of the conflict. Israel is going to invade the present-day area of Jordan. The nation of Jordan. Israel's going to invade it. And Israel is going to destroy Damascus. In the last week, have you seen the number of attacks on the city of Damascus, Aleppo, Air Force bases? And the drone strikes came last week, and there was conflict from Hezbollah in Lebanon, some from out of Syria, and Iran continuing to provoke. And so what did Israel do over the weekend? Went into deep into Lebanon and took out some facilities into Syria and into Iraq. Last night, I watched as missiles, and these missiles aren't the kind like you shoot a bullet into the air and you do the big arc and you try to hit a small pond. No, these missiles were different. And I've been trying to find, this morning, I wanted to find the attack that I witnessed for a 25-minute pre-dawn attack. And I think it was Sunday morning, possibly Saturday morning. And Israel hit an Iranian compound. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the nuclear facility. But there were five different sites that it hit in this vicinity. And these rockets weren't shot in an arc fashion. These things traveled along right above the ground, and as the hills would go up and down, these missiles, they hugged the ground, maybe 200-300 feet off the ground, but they adjusted with the terrain. And these things, they found it was like dogs that are hunting dogs that go out and find a duck after the duck is shot. These things went directly, 3-4 of them into one site. Then here comes 2-1, followed by another, followed by another, followed by another into a second site. And then here comes another missile. And these things are hugging the ground, and the rocket at the back of the rocket, the flame, it is illuminating the ground beneath the rocket. It's like daytime from the fire coming out of the back of the rocket. Then to the third site, 20 seconds later, the second one. 20 seconds later, a third missile. Then there was kind of a calm, and there was a Iranian aircraft flying around that site. I don't know if it was a base, a nuclear plant. I don't know what it was. And it was watching these missiles come, hugging the ground from a distance. You couldn't shoot them down. They're not up in the air 10,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 2,000 feet, 100 feet. They're up in the they're off the ground hugging the terrain. Then a fourth sight. The last sight, there was no less than six missiles that went into that sight. And I mean, there was a fireball. And whatever they hit, these fireballs did not go out. For 25 minutes, the initial fireball, the initial target, was just a flame. And I'm thinking, okay, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, the Russian missiles in Syria that are going to, the Iron Dome missiles, failed. Israel took out their systems. Their Iron Dome system did not work. Israel's jets, Israel's rockets weren't affected. And this was late last night when I watched this. This was about midnight. And I'm trying to find that exact same site. These nations surrounding Israel, all the air, have left their sails. They realized yesterday, this weekend, Russia, the United States, all of the nations realized there is no way these nations, the only thing left for them to do is collectively at the same time attack Israel. But in these little skirmishes that that Israel has been in with these enemies, Israel has taken them to the cleaner, hip and thigh. They realize they are not going to be able to accomplish their objectives. They are not going to destroy Israel. Israel is way too powerful. The United States, the old dog, is learning new tricks. Israel, I'm telling you, is invincible right now. And you watch what's going to happen with it. Now that Israel began its campaign over the weekend, Russia's Iron Dome systems are inadequate. Syrian, Lebanese, the air forces, the aircraft is not, compared to the Israeli F-35s and the other aircraft, these other aircraft, there's no way they're going to tangle in a dogfight with any of the IDF aircraft. No way. We are witnessing, the world right now is witnessing, this little nation fulfilling prophecy in Psalm 83. Israel is going to completely take over present day Jordan, Gaza, whether the people of this world like it or not. Whether the United States can start sending $100 billion to Hamas in Gaza. Russia can send 100,000 troops. Syria can ante up 50,000 troops. Lebanon, 40,000 troops. Iran, 200,000 troops. It won't matter. Israel will take them all out without nuclear weapons. Israel may use something of that fashion on Damascus, but that's to be seen in the near future. Damascus is going to end as a city, as a power in the vicinity, in Syria and in the region. Damascus is going to end, is going to be no more. Damascus will be invisible. It will never be occupied again. No one will go there to build retirement. Nothing's going to be built there. Industry, hotels, motels, nothing. And the Arab world has just realized that there's nothing they can do to win this battle and conflict with Israel in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Damascus, and Jordan in the near, very, very near future. The only thing that they have any hope, the only hope they're going to have in the near future is after Israel has taken out all these enemies, you're going to have major nations like Russia, Turkey, Iran, joining together, and still they won't win. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
In my view, Benjamin Netanyahu, in modern times, since Israel became a nation again, is the greatest president or prime minister that Israel has ever had. What he's going to do before he leaves his position is going to be unbelievable. This individual should be nominated for the Man of the Year award. I know many of you are cringing, but I'm telling you from the perspective of the Bible, you want to know the truth, you want to know the future, you want to know what God has to say about this war in Israel. He has much to say about it because he planned it. He planned to punish the children, the enemies of the children of Israel, starting 3,700 years ago. And now the punishment has begun. And it's begun openly. With modern technology, even poor people in the world that have access to media can watch what's happening in Israel. God has begun to punish these ancient enemies of Israel in the Gaza Strip, Arabs that have moved there from different tribes, from the tribe of Esau, Amalek, from Ishmael, the ancient families. In Lebanon, ancient enemies of Israel for thousands and thousands of years. In Syria, ancient Assyria, the Syrian people. In Damascus, Ben-Hadad, the family of Ben-Hadad. In Jordan, the families, the nephew of Lot, or the Lot, Abraham's nephew, his children, Moab and Ammon. And then Jacob, his twin brother Esau, the southern part of the region, that have always caused Israel hardship, death, sold the Jewish people as slaves to foreign countries. God didn't forget. And what the world is witnessing right now, you might as well know the truth, is the punishment of God on these ancient families and enemies of Israel. And God says in Psalm 83, the whole world is going to see it, so that God will prove to the world that he exists and his word is exact. Benjamin Netanyahu, this is his fourth time actually of being prime minister. You have to be relentless. You have to be relentless against your own citizens of this, of the nation. You have to be relentless against the political parties. Benjamin Netanyahu, he knows that he is the only individual that could take Israel to these battles that he's in presently and be victorious. In spite of world opinion, he just told the United States of America, we have threatened to sanction and cut them off from certain military munitions. He's invincible. He wants nothing. If he wants nothing, then he's invincible. The United States is not going to stop Benjamin Netanyahu from winning this war. God, it's in the Bible. God is not going to allow the United States of America to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu's orders from God. Not the UN. I repeat this repeatedly. From 2-3 years ago, you can go back to my programs. I didn't know it was Benjamin Netanyahu, but I did say it's most likely going to be Netanyahu in the future that is going to take Israel to this war with the enemies, with the terrorists, with these haters of God and haters of Israel. People of violence. People who are violent, have been violent for thousands of years, will be violent until Christ returns. He should be the Man of the Year. But once he's finished defeating these enemies around Israel, then the Russian, the great Russian conflict with Iran, Turkey, probably armies even from Ukraine area, from Ethiopia and Libya and Africa, are going to, there's going to be another conflict. And at that point, I'm not sure Benjamin Netanyahu will be prime minister. Possibly. Now, back here at the ranch, the greatest American president, you can disagree with me, is Donald Trump. Of all the modern presidents of this country, and even presidents from the beginning of this great nation, there has been no individual like Donald Trump that has been in the White House. You may not agree, but Hillary Clinton agrees. She agrees that she's never faced a man like this individual. He beat her hip and thigh, exposed her openly, shamed her publicly, and destroyed her political career. She'll agree, though she may not want to. She still has the sting of defeat, the agony of defeat, to this very day. She'll tell you there's been no individual, male or female, that she has ever tangled with and come out on the other side disheveled. But with Donald Trump, she came unglued, disheveled, lost her composure, taken with each, she got a thumping each debate. She'll tell you, the Bushes, George Sr., when Trump sent his son, Jeb packing, and even Obama would have to say, though he won't, he can't, it's impossible because he's so narcissistic, he can only, well, I'm going to go to a break. I'll be right back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 a.m. for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
In the New Testament, it's stated that we are to give honor to whom honor is due. And I'm giving honor to the greatest prime minister in Israel's history, other than King David and a few others. Well, other than King David. Solomon wasn't that great. The greatest king of Israel, the second greatest, Benjamin Netanyahu. You can disagree. The greatest president ever in American history. You can disagree. Donald J. Trump. He did what Kennedy couldn't do, Johnson wouldn't do, Nixon couldn't do, Carter wouldn't do. Carter's a globalist. Reagan was a globalist. George Sr., a globalist. William Billy Clinton, a globalist. And Bush Jr., a globalist. A great globalist, Barry Satoro. And the only one that was not a globalist, pushing for global world hegemony, was Donald J. Trump. You can disagree all you want, but history has proved that he is not a globalist. He is not an insider. And he will not get the opportunity to be put in the position that Benjamin Netanyahu is in. Benjamin Netanyahu will leave his prime ministership as a great king of Israel, winning the battles that were prophesied that he would win in Psalm 83, in Amos, Zephaniah, Ezekiel, a great king. He won't be the final king. And Donald J. Trump, he should be up for Man of the Year, too, during his presidency. But the globalists would not allow that. They will never honor or give credit to their enemies. This is why he's in court. Donald Trump is in court right now. He's a globalist, right? He must be part of the system, right? And he's just being used by the system, being put in the court system, handcuffed, basically, not free to even go to his son's graduation. And they're trying to sell Mar-a-Lago for pennies on the dollar, giving him a bond that nobody could afford. Only through the hand of God could he have made bond. Because God had been with him, is with him, will be with him until God dismisses him from the political world in this country. He will be there till God dismisses him. And no matter what, Hillary still, Obama still, Brennan still, Comey, all these people that are part of the continuity of government, every one of them, the military-industrial complex, the corporations, the judicial system, these judges, female judges that think that they have total authority over him and can over Donald Trump and can do whatever they want. Well, they're not getting to accomplish what they desire, and they're upset about it. But Donald J. Trump, should he? I'll give you just a. If fate, if the hand of fate would not intervene, and if the hand of fate would allow Donald Trump into the presidency in November, Donald Trump would be in the exact same position that Benjamin Netanyahu is in. A man who wants nothing is invincible. And Donald Trump would go after the Clinton cabal network, the Rockefeller family network, the criminals in the Supreme Court, the Senate, and I guarantee you, in the military, and he would clean house. But the hand of fate coming from outside of the known universe, outside of time, in eternity, because that's where he exists, his hand is coming in to redirect Donald Trump. And very shortly, Donald Trump is going to be, he's going to leave the political stage. If the hand of fate would not intervene, this country would turn around. This country would go a completely new direction, and there would be hope for the people of this country. But I hate to tell you the truth. I don't hate to tell you the truth, but I'm telling you the truth. And I need to tell you the truth because you want to know the truth. The hand of fate, his hand is upon Donald Trump and is going to relieve him of his services, his duty to the United States of America. And it could be that Netanyahu and Donald Trump, the hand of fate that lives in eternity, may dismiss the two of them maybe around the same time. I don't know. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $306. 6 to 8-foot spring snow fruitless crab apple now $139.99. At the Tree Farm,
come see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Well, I did ask the Lord to give me the direction for today. And this was the direction he wanted me to go. I wanted to talk about the possible globalist, dominionist speaker, Michael Johnson. I was hoping to maybe discuss a little bit about Bill Gates and his evil depopulation agenda, and possibly a little bit about this Yuval Harari and his desire to build an ark for the wealthy, the people in the world that are worthy to live forever. But no, these two individuals, baby boom generation children from Israel and from the United States, great leaders who Netanyahu, the mistakes that he made as a prime minister, but at least he was faithful to do what was best for the country, and Donald Trump making decisions that maybe we didn't agree with, but he has tried to do what is best for the country. Two great leaders. They were friends. I hope they continue to be friends. They're both going to be relieved of their positions of authority and power. Donald Trump was removed from his position of authority 4 years ago, roughly. He is still legally the president, the legal president of this country. But I'm afraid that this great leader is going to be, he is going to leave the political world. Benjamin Netanyahu, when he is finished winning these great victories for the nation of Israel, he may be still in power when Russia and the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war begins. That I don't know. I'm looking to see what the Bible says about it. But in the meantime, the greatest president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. The greatest king, second greatest king Israel ever had, is Benjamin Netanyahu. And give honor to whom honor is due. I felt that you may not agree, disagree, may not like my position, but time is going to tell. We'll be back and visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.